all I remember was like someone had the bright idea of, you know, we've been doing these local events now for several years, and we've been bringing in these great speakers, and like, why don't we do a conference? Because, you know, at the time there was that, the annual Lesbian and Gay Studies conference. And I think like right around then, you know, it started, that conference started at Yale, and I think that like maybe that year, around that year, was at Rutgers. So there was kind of an annual big national Lesbian and Gay Studies conference that was being held in the Northeast around that time. But we thought, let's just do a conference for graduate students. See, I remember that we just came up with a bunch of like questions that we wanted to address in this conference. And we sent out a call for papers. We sent out, we got a mailing list, or we, you know, we made this really cool poster we sent to like English and gender studies departments and stuff all around the Northeast. And we thought like it has to be localish because we just can't afford to like, you know. So we sent them to colleges and stuff all over the Northeast. And I don't remember the questions we asked, but they were just probably things like, you know, how as graduate students do we negotiate the challenges of doing work in an emerging field? Like, what are the personal and professional, possibilities, but also like risks that we take? Because I remember at the time, you know, I went on the market in 1994, and I remember having discussions with all of, you know, with these people, all of these my friends, about to what degree do you come out as a job candidate? Like, what do you write on your CV? Do you occlude things? Do you, like, you know, euphemize things? Like, we were really talking about it, which is kind of shocking to think, like, and in the end, like, I don't think any of us did. We were like, well, this is silly. Like, I wrote a dissertation on homoeroticism. Like, I've got to say that, you know, like, what am I going to say? But like, I think other things like involvement in like activist groups and other things that were less academic, but were like very, you know, gay. I think we had serious discussions about to what degree you occlude those kinds of things, you know, because people, like, if you're applying to a job in the Midwest, right, mm-hmm. or the South, people might be freaked out if you say you're a member of ACT UP or you did community organizing for ACT, you know, whatever it is. So anyway, so I think those were also the kinds of questions that we wanted to ask, like how you negotiate your personal identity. And so it was that kind of, I think, very pragmatic, like just how do we survive and thrive as graduate students, as teachers and researchers who are working in a new scholarly area that also comes with certain risks. You know, being that it's a possibly controversial subject. So we had this great one-day conference, and I mean, I think it was, you know, really, really, really meaningful for a lot of us, again, because we wanted to hear, like, how our graduate student peers at other institutions. And it was, you know, the first time, I think, that we had really just this a graduate student, conference dealing with lesbian and gay studies issues. I mean, I don't think that really had happened before.